This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. I like the story of David. David was two. He had a significant health struggle. He had leukemia, so his mother, Deborah, had to take her boy to see Dr. John Truman at the Massachusetts Hospital in Boston. Dr. Truman specializes in treating children with cancer and other blood diseases. He had a difficult job that day. David, the poor little boy and his mother, sat down in the surgery. The prognosis was especially devastating because he and his mother were told, I'm sorry, but he's got a 50-50 chance of survival. There was a terrible news for a loving mother to hear for her two-year-old son. You can just imagine. So she knew what was ahead, and that meant blood tests, intravenous drugs, and the fear of pain for her boy. Now, David had never cried or said anything that day. He was cheerful, but he faced the pain of a spinal tap procedure. And the doctor very gently explained that to make him better, he had to hurt him. So his mother said, if it hurts, remember, it's because he loves you. The doctor loves you. He wants you to be well again. So you can imagine, it was a terrible procedure. It took three nurses to hold this little boy still. He yelled, he sobbed, he struggled with the pain. When it was almost over, this tiny two-year-old boy looked up at the doctor and said, thank you, Dr. Truman, for my hurting. I want you to think about that. I want to talk about this again tomorrow. In many ways, thank you for my hurting. There's a profound truth in that. If you've had pain, that's physical, mental, or emotional pain, have you been able to cry out to God and say, thank you, God, for my hurting? No, I'm not mad. It is possible to, is it possible, rather, to get to the point where we can thank him for the hurts of life? Is it ever possible? Well, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 in the Bible, it says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. An incredible statement here, but is it true? Has God made everything beautiful in his time? Maybe a bit melodramatic, but there are two types of people in the world, those who've been hurt and those who will be hurt. We can't escape it. We can't avoid it. Let me tell you about Dr. Paul Brand, who died in 2003. And he was a man noted for solving a lot of the mysteries surrounding leprosy, and what was going on with leprosy gave hope to millions of people who suffered this terrible disease. But one night he had a frightening experience. He thought he'd actually contracted leprosy himself. Dr. Paul Brand had travelled from the US to London by ship, and that was followed by a long train ride from the English coast. He was getting ready for bed. He'd taken off his shoes. He pulled off a sock, but he discovered he didn't have any feeling in his heel. Well, most people wouldn't worry too much about this. It was perhaps a temporary numbness, but Dr. Brand was a world-famous man for his work with leprosy. And so he'd convinced himself and his staff there was no danger of infection from leprosy after it reached a certain stage. But the numbness that night left him terrified. And in his biography, 10 Fingers for God, Dorothy Clark Watson says that he rose from his bed, found a pin, and pricked the small area below his ankle. He felt no pain. He stuck the pin in deeper until a bit of blood showed. He felt nothing. So all night he was anxious. Was he going to be a leper? And then there'd be the forced separation from his family. But as the morning approached, he did the same test, and someone jabbed him with a needle, and he yelled. He was okay. Never had the sensation of pain that morning felt so good. And he realized that during the long train journey, sitting there, he'd actually numbed a nerve in his foot. And so from then on, whenever Dr. Brand cut his finger or twisted his ankle, or when he suffered from all sorts of things, he said with a spirit of gratitude, thank God for pain. So we can say, if we can think through, thank you for the hurting. It does take a lot of courage. And Lord, I pray that we will be those people who, even in the darkest hour, we can look through that and see that the pain we're experiencing has something good from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.